Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word to spur us up for good works, Lord. Because thank you. You just give value. You give us motivation. You're a good God, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, as the eyes of our understanding is enlightened, we can help others to see what they need to see. And so wake up and be what you want them to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 6, verse 32 to 34. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full.
Hallelujah. So what do we see here? We see Jesus. I mean, while we were yet sinners, he came and he was a fragrance here on the earth, doing good, loving, encouraging with the gospel. And so we've called to walk in the same footsteps. So it's so important, guys. And it's, as it says here, it's easy to fall and be a part of those that love you and draw you in. But we need to always be aware of those guys and girls, those people that other people are pushing aside, because that's why Jesus came. And he came to seek and to save. And so your eyes need to be open when you see someone, no one is talking to him and they are not being included. That's where you stretch out and encourage them and bring them closer, because that's exactly what the Lord done with us. Amen. Many of us were one of those, or were those that were, you know, caught up in all the wrong things. And he reached out and he drew us in with cords of love. So those cords of love we need to have as well to bring in the broken and the destitute and those that need love and encouragement. A lovely example is my daughter. She was a top netball player in junior school. She went the highest you can, yeah. In KZN is the Rhino team, and she was in the Rhino team, so she was, you know, good, and she loved it. But when she went to high school, she saw there a whole lot of other girls that weren't academically strong, but they were good in netball. So she withdrew from netball simply because she knows she can shine academically and get into university and go further. But she knew they cannot. And so she moved out of that arena to make room for these girls. It was a beautiful fragrance. And yeah, it touched me when she told me that. And that's why, because I knew she could be good and go on with netball. You know, as a father, you just want them to be the best. But yeah, that was a reasoning. And then as well, they on the bus. A taxi, not a bus, a taxi they would catch through from St. Lucia through all the way to Richards Bay every morning, every evening. And then there would be bullies on the bus. And Telly wouldn't keep quiet, Tahila. She would always, and shame, it didn't make her life so lacquer. She didn't like the bus rides and all that, but she chose to stand up for the broken. And yeah, so let that be encouragement to you guys. But the bottom line, you mustn't fall into their ways. Because some of the broken in that there is to say, yeah, they can be in all the groups. There's groups of broken people. And you don't fall into the deception and lies that they've been drawn into. Keep the fragrance. You're the fragrance of Christ and keep that fragrance. But you're there to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.